VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats are labeling his proposal to end the government shutdown as a non-starter.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week.
Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reporting. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says the president's discussions with Russian officials about construction of a Trump Tower in Moscow went on throughout the time Mr. Trump was campaigning for the White House in 2016. That is months longer than previously acknowledged. Giuliani told NBC's Meet the Press, it's our understanding they went on throughout 2016, probably could be up to as far as October, November. Our answers cover until the election, he said. He was referring to written questions Trump has answered from special counsel Robert Mueller, who for 20 months has been investigating Trump campaign ties to Russia and whether Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to thwart the probe. Unknown gunmen attacked a UN peacekeeping camp in northern Mali Sunday, killing 10 blue helmets from Chad and wounding 25 others. UN forces repelled the assailants, but not before the 10 peacekeepers died and 25 were wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Students at a Catholic school in the southern state of Kentucky who were seen in a video mocking Native Americans in Washington, D.C., could be expelled from the school. In a joint statement, the Diocese of Covington and the Catholic high school apologized and said they are investigating. Pakistan arrested more than a dozen counter-terrorism officers on Sunday. The arrest came a day after the officers shot a middle-aged couple, their teenage daughter, and a family friend. The officers had described it as a shootout with Islamic State militants. Relatives and witnesses say the victims were shot in cold blood. Sudanese police fired tear gas as protesters gathered Sunday for fresh demonstrations, calling on longtime President Omar al-Bashir to step down. Witnesses say police confronted protesters as they attempted to march on parliament in Omdurman, Khartoum's twin city. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa broke off a foreign tour on Sunday as criticism grew over a brutal crackdown on protests at home. He said he wanted to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working together again. A total lunar eclipse Sunday evening, Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Shortly after 9:30 Eastern time, the Earth will slide directly between the moon and the sun, creating a total lunar eclipse. And you won't see another one until 2021. It will also be the year's first supermoon, when a full moon appears a little bigger and brighter thanks to its slightly closer position. Expect the eclipse or blood moon to turn red from sunlight scattering off Earth's atmosphere. Just keep your fingers crossed that the skies above you will be clear.
Protests turned violent Sunday between Greek demonstrators and police as tens of thousands of people converged on Athens to oppose a name change deal with Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name Macedonia, adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. Greeks say Macedonia's new name, the Republic of North Macedonia, represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage, because Macedonia is also the name of Greece's northern province, made famous by the conquests of Alexander the Great. The protests on Sunday started out peacefully, but later in the day, demonstrators threw rocks, firebombs, and other items at police, who responded with numerous volleys of tear gas. At least 25 officers and dozens of people were injured in the clashes. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.